Hey there, thank you for clicking. I'm so glad to have your ear. My name is Kurt Mullen, and I'm here to tell you about the class that I teach, or actually, all the information for the class that I teach, called The Art of Storytelling, is right here on the website. So really what I want to tell you is how I ever got into this thing called storytelling. Because going back a couple years, I wasn't a storyteller. And then I got a call from a really great friend. Her name is Kate. She lives in Bethesda, Maryland, and she's a teacher. I know Kate because she's married to one of my oldest, dearest friends. His name is Smitty. Kate calls me to say, "Hey, Kurt, you know, last night Smitty and I went to a storytelling show in D.C., and we had so much fun. And, you know, I thought of you because I think it's something that you could really enjoy." And, you know, I was flattered. I value Kate's opinion on things. When we got off the phone, though, I was shaking my head saying, "Oh, man, she doesn't know, does she, that I don't do public speaking. Like, I don't get up on stages and speak. Like, I'd been to all these weddings, going all the way back to my 20s when you still go to a lot of weddings. And there was always this time when, like, it was usually a close friend, we'd get up and give a toast. It's a really great time to sort of opportunity to sort of sum things up and maybe deepen the moment and maybe get a laugh and connect people. But I always passed on it because, as I said, I didn't do public speaking. So when Kate calls and says, "Hey, Kurt, I got to think about it." The resistance in me is pretty strong because I know what Kate's saying makes a kind of sense. I've always been really into stories, mostly quietly reading and writing. Well, I gave it a week, no more than 2 weeks, and Kate's words just kept running through my head. And so I sat down and I wrote out the story about something I really cared about, my relationship with my late mother. And then I drove into Boston. There was a moth storytelling slam. I put my name in the hat and I actually got called and I went up on stage and I delivered my story a little nervously, but hey, I did it. And when I walked off stage and during intermission, I felt this hand on my arm. It was this woman and her grown daughter. I had never seen these people before in my life. And the woman says, "You know, I really liked your story," which was nice of her to say. And then she said, "You know, I think you could actually win this story slam," which was also nice for her to say, but I guess, you know, I don't really see storytelling as necessarily, I don't see the winning thing. It's not important to me, which I guess is good because I did not win. I didn't even come close to winning. But anyway, I was hooked on storytelling. You know why? Because as soon as I left that stage, I just felt this thrill cascading through my body. And I knew there was no looking back. So I threw myself into storytelling and I learned and I listened to stories and I read about it. And I just was completely in love and on fire with it. To the point where I knew, because it's just in me, I knew that I would want to teach. And thanks to Mark Clopton and the Actors Studio of Newburyport, I've been given this wonderful opportunity. And I've been teaching, like I said, since May, these five-week classes. All the information is on this website. And I would love to see you. If you're interested, you will not be sorry if you join my class. I would love to see your face on Zoom. So please consider signing up for The Art of Storytelling. You'll probably never be the same, nor will I. Thank you for listening.